Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Pequeño Pod with Señor Pequeños. New year, new intro, same relaxed comedy. Please consider supporting us on Patreon, as we are but poor lost circus performers, and it helps pay for podcast equipment, editing hours, and also gets you some fun little goofy benefits. And if you choose not to, that's fine. That's fine. We'd appreciate a 5-star rating. We read comments and reviews in every episode, so enjoy this free one and have a horrible day.
I got topics this week, so I'm writing them down so I don't forget.
Ooh, look at you. That might be a first time ever, actually. That should be the name of the episode, Nick Has Topics.
He actually does something for a chance.
Stop! That's not true at all. Your hat's cool. What's your hat say?
Enigma. Lady Gaga reference.
Is it?
Yeah, it's from her live show in Vegas. Did I go? No. Did I think the hat looked cool? Yeah.
The hat does look cool. I like the name, like, I can't, yeah, whatever.
I like the...
I don't use words when I communicate. I use sounds. I like to, when I go up to the waitress stand and I'm like, I was in the room and I... So much the didn't.
What's she's the like third noise.
Tried to be a flush. The toilet. She's like, I'm sorry, you plugged the toilet. I'm like, ah, yeah.
How'd the doctor's appointment go? Womp womp. Oh no.
What's the dush, death sound? Holy shit, she's here. Holy shit, she gave up watching the Grammys miracle. To be here. The millionaires are passing around participation trophies. Oh boy. I say that, but then I watch the Oscars like an actual asshole.
I was going to say, wait a minute. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Just because you don't like music, okay. Daniel, it doesn't mean...
You want to know what's funny? I honestly just like the montages that they play at the Oscars. That's really half the reason I watch the
montages. That's what you watch it for.
I like montages. It's fun. You get a bunch of little movies.
Okay. It's like I watched it in like 10 seconds.
It's like I watched 10 movies in 10 seconds.
That looked cool.
That JPEG picture they put up from Dunkirk looked great. It's like I've seen the movie.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, what was it before? Well, I didn't watch it that good.
I like the part of that picture with the plane.
With the guy?
In the sky. Being flown by that dude.
What's his face?
Well, while she's doing that, I'll read the Spotify reviews. Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. We now have a podcast Snapchat.
Ooh.
And if you follow it, great. Thank
awesome.
You.
Awesome.
Oh, dude, I've been That's sick since so October. Cool, Nick worked till 9 p.m. on a Sunday. Juliana's not here. We can't give you anything, dude.
We're trying our best.
We're trying to just give ourselves things like time and health. Please. I can't get better. Please pay us. Because I can't get healthy.
You've been sick quite literally since October.
Yeah, we counted it. It's been 9 times, 80%. I literally am sick the entire week and sometimes the weekend, and then I'm better for a weekend. And I do one thing, like step out of my apartment, and then I get sick again. You know something I learned, though? Here's something that made me feel kind of stupid. This being said, even with my immune system being shit for the last... 10 years of my life because of the medication I've been on, I only have gotten like sick like once a year, and it would suck, but I only got sick like once a year, maybe. So this is like new, getting sick constantly. Mm-hmm. But I bought like COVID masks and I've been using them everywhere. They're like, I thought they were rated correctly. They're not. They're basically paper. They're nothing. They are literally for show, and they're not rated for anything, so there was no point in fucking wearing them.
Look,
so
I'm wearing one.
I just looked pretty. So I bought real ones now that are coming in, but I was like, of course I bought wrong ones. I'm such a stupid person.
Stop.
Sorry, I'm choking on my spit.
Spit?
On my sick. Have you ever heard someone mention, like, puke as sick? It's a weird thing.
I'm going to be sick?
Like they'll say, I almost got sick on the floor. And you're like, you mean puke?
Well, no, I've never heard someone say something stupid like that. But I've heard, like, I'm going to be sick. And that's like, yeah, I'm going to puke.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to sick on the floor. That's
that. That was what they put in like old cartoons and shit. That's the way people used to talk.
Ew, he just sicked all over the desk.
Yeah, exactly. Were they then they'd say something racist. Oh, ew, he just sicked on the floor. Stupid. Get our slave to clean it up. Whoa.
Jesus.
Garfield's cartoons are bad.
Garfield? He's the Garfield. One that said that.
He would, honestly.
Garfield's nice. Hi, Lively.
Hi, Lively.
Hello.
I got called cringe on the internet.
You did?
Yeah.
You did? By whom?
We haven't made a video in like a year. Who called you cringe?
Random Redditors.
Wait, what do you mean? Oh, this is your topic. Is this a topic?
Yes. Because it's a topic. Oh, yeah.
As some of you may know, I make little action figures of artists, and then I give it to them personally when I meet them, when they're in Vegas, in Chicago. Where
please tell me Young Gravy didn't go on Reddit like cringe.
No. As some of you know, I make little action figures, and then after I schedule it with the manager, I say, is there any way I could give this to them personally? And then I just thank the artist in person, I take a little picture, get an autograph maybe, and then call it a day.
Yeah,
I give them a little something, we get...
Wow. No, it's cute. I've always liked that. It's such a cool thing you do. I like it.
So, that's worked a lot of times, let me put it that way. I can't say 100%, but it's worked a lot of the times, a good majority of the times. But one of the times it didn't work was with the DJ Dylan Francis. And the whole thing was like goofy. I contacted the manager didn't reply. And then I was tweeting at him, and he didn't say anything.
Begging him, please!
No, I wasn't like, take it, I need a beat you.
I will
you
show my ass cheeks.
No, so I tweeted at him, and I was like, hey, I made this for you, and he didn't reply. And I even got, like, he was doing a co-headlining tour with a different DJ called Alice in Wonderland, and she even tweeted at him.
Oh, she nothing. Did too?
Yeah,
wow.
She was even involved.
She's like, nothing you want happened. This?
Wow, yeah. The co-headliner, he was like, fuck off, I'm not doing this.
So, I was trying everything, because, you know, you make something, you want to at least get it to them, you know?
Yeah,
so
I showed up
finally,
to his house.
This was I stalked him. So we got to Navy Pier, which is where he was playing, and...
In Chicago?
Yeah, in Chicago.
I'm sorry, was fucking stupid.
No,
sorry.
The one out in Maine.
The actual pier, just like at a military
base. The New Hampshire Navy Pier. The actual Navy.
The Navy's pier.
I've got an action figure. They're like, cringe. It's those flaming bullets that, like, you can see shoot out of the cannon.
Just a straight line.
And you just see that little, like, action figure of Nick running across the plane trying to get away from him.
Dude. Okay. So I got to Navy Pier and I was panicking because security is very bad about these. They think you're just going to chuck it at the artist. I understand. You got to take protocol.
Nick's like, I understand. I've done that many times.
No, I literally haven't. Bronx. But you feel bad because you hear, I mean, there's videos of Skrillex getting hit with like a metal like beer can.
Oh, there are
that's
so many people getting hit with shit. It's like a common thing now, which is insane.
Getter canceled his tour because people were upset he switched genres. He used to make like dubstep and he went to a different kind of melodic sound. And people were throwing beers at him at his own shows.
Jeez.
And he canceled the rest of the tour because of that. Like,
wow.
Awful.
Own supposed
so,
fans.
I get to I get to security, and luckily the guy, he was cool about it, and he understands that, you know, I'm not gonna chuck it. I explain, oh, I just wanted to give this to him, it's a gift. And he knew that what Funko Pops were, so he goes, oh, okay, that's sick, and then he just let me through. Thank you very much.
Oh, and what he didn't know was he was saying, that's sick, like, that's puke, see?
That's disgusting.
See how this all ties together? I hate this. Go ahead.
This is vomit. This is literal vomit.
This is disgusting.
So I got through, but before that, I tweeted at Dylan Francis, and I said, hey, I'm getting to security. Is there any way you could pick this up? And Dylan Francis, he saw it, and he tweeted out, hey, my assistant can get that for you. And so his assistant came down.
I'm so nervous for this.
I already passed security. And so I was already in the venue. I didn't need the assistant anymore. But, like, I could still, you know, okay, I appreciate that he's coming down. He comes down, he gets it from me. And I said, oh, well, I usually give these to the artist personally. That way I can just thank them in person. And then I, like, take a picture with them. And I ask, is there any way that could happen? And he goes, we could try to work something out. And I'm like, okay, cool. And I go, at the very least, if that's not possible, I have two pictures in there. I was there with Nate. And I was like, could Nate and I get his autograph? And he goes, yeah, for sure, for sure. And then he walks off. Oh, he takes a picture of us because they play pictures of the fans on, like, the visual screen.
Cringe.
Stupid bitch.
Hold still. Oh, yeah, I'll get this to him. Yeah, yeah, for sure, dude.
Such a good bit, dude. So he takes a picture of us for the visual wall, and then he leaves, but he was DMing me on Twitter to, like, find him, because I was already in. He goes, well, where are you? So we were communicating via Twitter. Finally met in person, took the figure, talked, left. The show ends, and, I mean, Dylan Francis just got off stage. He just walked stage right off the stage, and I'm like, okay, the show's over. Let me message this guy and see what happens. And I message that guy, and he goes, oh, Dylan already bounced to the hotel. The show just...
No, he did not.
I didn't argue it. I didn't go... If an artist is busy, I understand. That's fine. Sometimes they got to catch another plane to a different show the next night. I totally get it. So I said, okay, well, were the pictures able to be signed that were in the box? Because, I mean, you gave it to him. Did he scribble? Take a second out of his time to scribble. The guy left me on read. He didn't reply. That was it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've met all of these artists, and Dylan Francis is one of my favorite artists, and that was the experience with Dylan Francis. Does an artist owe me a meet and greet? Does he owe me an autograph? No. But also, if someone did that for me and said, like, you know, hey, I made you this thing, even if it was like a drawing, a piece of art, the least I would do is, hey, okay, even if I can't meet him, okay, here, a D, and then, you know, put it on a piece of paper, whatever. But it's fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your trousers. We'll be back to the episode in just a second.
Hey, Bar and Grill fans, it's Jim with Madhouse Bar Talk, where me and my co-hosts sit around and talk about the things going on around Madhouse Bar and Grill in Elyria, Ohio. The whole conversation is unscripted, uncensored, and unedited. Anywhere where you stream podcasts, just remember, Madhouse Bar Talks, baby.
He probably didn't even know it happened, right? Because he just left immediately?
I don't know.
He got pushed off stage to the next thing.
So the thing that was goofy is when that guy was messaging me on Twitter, he showed me Dylan's reaction. Dylan texted him, thanks, and then he wrote, tell him I'll tag him, okay? So I thought, okay, well, he's making a post. I wasn't expecting a post, but I'm like, okay, I'll take it. That's cool. My Instagram handle is on the inside of the box. So I'm like, okay, cool, great. That never happened. Not that I expected it, but
okay. Wow, my internet flow.
I wasn't like, oh, this is my big break
of a podcast. Do you know who Nick is?
No. I wasn't expecting that, but it was just funny that he's like, yeah, I'll tag him, and then nothing happened, right? So that was in 2019, right? So
four years ago.
Yeah, it was a few years ago.
Oh, so, damn. I was picturing this happening like a couple weeks ago. This is 2019. Wow.
I'm just giving you context. So
Got it.
That was 2019. This year.
So 5 years later, this guy's like, hey, cringe. Here's this picture I took.
So time passes on. And then he announces on his Twitter that he's doing an AMA on Reddit. And Daniel, if you don't know what that is, it's called an Ask Me Anything.
So yeah, celebrities will go on Reddit. Thank you.
Yeah, celebrities go on Reddit and they'll just take comments and then they'll reply. It's an Ask Me Anything
on Reddit.
It's like a little, on Reddit.
Huh.
It means
no celebrities used it like that.
Yeah, so it's an Ask Me Anything.
Ass munch ass.
Oh,
no, Daniel.
I spice.
That's a great song. I know that song.
So Dylan Francis just released an EP with two other DJs. And he had an AMA on it where, like, he could read comments. And I'm like,
oh, dear God.
I know what I'll do. And I don't think he knows, like, the... Well, maybe he does. I honestly don't know, but I didn't know if he knew the extent of the situation. So I just explained, like, hey, I reached out to your manager, didn't hear from your manager. And then your tour assistant, like, he came out and he said, like, he'll get us autographs at the very least. Didn't get that. And then I literally did this as a joke, but I was like, I don't meet you. I don't get your autograph. I don't get a post. And then to top it all off, you steal a man's Sharpies and prints. Those Walgreens prints aren't cheap, bucko. And people got mad at me for doing that. And I'm like, this...
Bro, it's Reddit.
It's Reddit. Like, don't take anything serious on Reddit, hello? Two...
You have to do the backslash S. Yeah,
backslash S. Like, dude...
What the hell does that mean?
It means serious, right? Oh, no, sarcastic. Yeah. Sarcastic.
That's their confusion. So it was me responding to Nick's thing. This fucking cringe ass piece of shit.
So I was doing a bit, and I'm like, to top it all off, to kick a man when he's down, you steal a man's Sharpies and prints. Those prints aren't those $2.99, you know, prints aren't cheap, bucko. And then under it, I go, can we meet the next time you're in Chicago? And if not, that's totally fine. I just want the money back for the prints, the Sharpie. And I put prices. And then I said plus 5 years of interest at 200%. So I was charging him $3,000. I put that. And someone... It's a joke. It's not serious. Yeah, it's not
Nick,
serious.
You charged him $3,000.
My custom made Funko.
I didn't even charge him for the Funko. I was just more pissed off about the metallic Sharpie and the $2.99. And so I comment that. Damn. It's a joke. Like, Dylan Francis is not a serious artist. He's always putting out humorous promos. He, like, his skits involve him talking to a pinata. Like, it's just, it's dumb, it's slow. He's not a serious, you know, you're not talking to Kendrick Lamar. You're talking to Dylan Francis. Like, he plays farts with reverb live. That's not, it's not a serious artist. So I'm like, he'll probably giggle at this. Am I being serious? No. But the first reply I get was, I don't know if this is a joke or not. And I'm like, oh my God.
No.
And then another reply comes in, and they were like, r/sad cringe. And I'm like, dude, that's a subreddit for like, that's a subreddit, because I know Daniel doesn't know, that's a subreddit where if a guy goes out with a girl.
That one I know, I've been tagged in that one a lot.
I've been tagged in that one.
I got top in that one every week.
You got top?
Wait, so that means something sexual.
Yeah, the guy said, like, well, r/sad cringe is, like, when a guy asks a girl out, and she rejects him, and he's like, I know you would say no, because I'm just,
I'm so ugly
and stupid. I knew you, like, that's the type of guys that are in there, whatever. So I was like, so I replied to that comment, and I'm like, I just wanted to meet, like, one of my favorite artists. And I said something among the lines of, like, I thought, like, the least I could get is, like, an autograph. It was in the package. And then there's another comment that was, like, your expectations are unrealistic at best. And I'm like, dude, I don't put celebrities up at this pedestal that, like, I understand they're celebrities, that's fine, but they're also people at the end of the day. And then another person was like, isn't it clear he didn't want to interact with you? And I'm like, dog, he wasn't even at the venue. Like, I was like, now I was like defending Dylan. I'm like, I don't think he doesn't want to interact with his fans, but he wasn't even there. Like, the assistant told me he's at dinner.
Dylan pops in. Nah, I didn't want to see him.
Nah, I don't want to see him, dude. That's cringe. Nah.
Sad cringe is right.
So, yeah, no, I felt bad. And then, like, my post had upvotes, and then, like, the more people that were getting upset at me, it started getting downvotes, and I'm like, damn, people are taking this seriously. So I got downvoted and people called me cringe because I made a joke about charging him $3,000 for a Sharpie. Did I mean it? No. Am I going to charge
karma.
The music? My Reddit comment, dude. And they replied to everyone, but they ignored my comment.
Wow. Ignored again.
Which is crazy. It's like when I commented, there was only 16 comments. So like they definitely saw it.
And I'm like, so they really don't want to interact with you.
Yeah, now
they
don't.
He saw the hate, and he
was like, nah. Yeah.
I genuinely... could they not read that as a... I was trying to make a bit. I'm sorry, Dylan, if you're watching this. If this gets to him. I genuinely was trying to be like, it was a joke. It was a joke, dude. I'm sorry.
Comment like 10 times under it. Please, it was a joke.
It's a joke.
So when you're famous now, you can go back and be like,
I'm gonna remix one of his songs and make him blow up. And if he's ever like, hey man, that's not gonna happen.
I'm gonna get so much bigger than you. I'm taking your music.
I'm gonna get a music career.
I'm a DJ. Yeah. Nick's like, guys, I'm quitting. I'm actually a DJ now. Never see him again.
I only drop Dylan Francis remix. I mooch off.
you become your own artist. That's like.
Phil and Drances.
Nick Nances. Ew. Sounds like an old grandma. Like,
stalkers, dude.
Nick, is your name Nicholas? Or just Nick?
Do you not know this?
No.
We've been friends for so long and you don't know my full name?
I've always wondered.
That's my full name.
I don't know. I'm like, is it Nicholas? Or is it just...
It's white. That's the white one. That's the big joke.
See, that's what I was always wondering.
That's the big joke between me and my best friend Carlos, because he's black and he has a more Mexican name than I do. Yeah, but Nicholas. Yeah.
And I have a better Mexican name than either of you.
Senor.
Senor.
Yeah. Ooh.
We hate them. Drop their address.
Oh.
Can you put on me? Dox this person.
Oh, stop. That's not even funny.
They live in New York now.
Pecan Pod Army.
Pecan Pod Army.
Come on, Peapods. Let's show them what we got.
Come on, Pee-Pee.
Come on, Pee-Pee Poo-Poo Gang.
Peeps Please poop piss on her.
Yeah. Go piss on your neighbors, guys. Woo-hoo. What? Speaking of Pequeño Pod, I'm going to read these Spotify comments before I forget about them.
Okay.
Speaking of us, there was a poll last time I forgot to read. The question was, which fish would be better at haircut?
a herring.
First place was shark. Second place was whatever Dory is. And third place was clownfish. All right.
Okay.
And then this most recent poll was, who do we hate the most, Kevin Spacey, Tucker Carlson, or Jason Nash? Want to take any bets on who won that one?
I don't know.
I hope it's actually Jason Nash, but it'd be funny.
It's not. Tucker Carlson got 60%. Daniel, you seem like...
Do you know what Nick's hat is from?
It's from Lady Gaga.
She knows.
I know.
I knew all along. Nick definitely didn't tell me before you got on the call. Rah, rah, oh la la. Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah, it takes place... the show takes place in Seattle, too, so I was like, this has to be my new personality.
Where's Mix-a-Lot's from?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
I can't believe you guys talked about Sir Mix-a-Lot when I wasn't on here.
Twice.
Literally, I was like, oh my god, that guy lives literally, this is kind of doxing myself, but in the town over from me.
Oh my god, doxing yourself.
Right.
Danny Gonzalez lives like a couple towns over from me.
I live right next to Sir Mix-a-Lot.
The reason we have a listener that loves Sir Mix-a-Lot. I'm not trying to clown them.
I have
for
the response. You want me to read it?
Hold on. Thought. I wasn't trying to clown on the dude that loves Sir Mix-a-Lot. I was not. I just think it's funny when someone mentions a what's considered a one-hit wonder artist as one of their top artists, let alone...
Yeah, I was like, you guys don't know Posse on Broadway? My posse is on Broadway.
No, what was the... Daniel, can you pull up the original comment that said, like, why he brought up his top whatever? He was going through them, and, like, number two was Sir Mix-a-Lot.
No, number one was Sir Mix-a-Lot.
No, it was... Oh. No, it had to be, like, a...
Nope, it was number one.
It was number one.
See your face?
Like, their number one
I
listened...
I don't want to clown them.
Their number it's one just... listened for, like, the year? Or...
No,
yes. Like, ever?
No, listened to artists.
The year.
Yeah.
Stop clowning him.
I'm not, but like it's like hearing like a person listing like the hamster dance artist.
Yeah, I was like, hey, I'm defending.
so,
I'm defending him because I know a couple Sir Mix-a-Lot songs, okay, and pretty much no one does unless you're from
yourself,
this area.
You said a couple. That's two. So like, you can literally listen. I listen to two men dressed as robots. You can clown anyone. I understand. I just thought it was humorous that he's like, yeah, Sir Mix-a-Lot, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's your most listened to.
Ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your trousers. We'll be back to the episode in just a second.
Are you tired of toxic people on the internet?
Yes.
I'm Reagan.
And I'm Chesno.
And we are the hosts of the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater podcast. These nicknames were lovingly given to us by a troll on the internet, even though I don't hate men, and Chesco's already been picked.
Together, we discuss some of the absolutely worst people on the internet and laugh along the way and try not to cry.
So if you want to laugh with us...
or cry.
Then check out the Mr. Pygmy and Manhater podcast. Bye.
Bye.
He really likes big butts. Is there a problem?
Yeah. He likes big butts and he can't lie. Is there a problem with that?
It's like you like Aqua as like the number... He's like iDaft.
No, I opened an ad. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
My phone shut off.
It's like,
okay. Yeah, I opened a virus.
Daft Punk hacked my phone.
The robot man roboted my phone. Those pesky bots. His response to your clowning him was, in all caps, I am the person who made that comment. The Sir Mix-a-Lot slander is horrendous. He made Ride and Jump on it. Also put some credit on his name. He is top artist worthy. I swear to God.
You put like a sad face, too.
The thing is, like, right after I saw that video of you guys pulling some Sir Mix-a-Lot slander, I literally was like, dude, my friend is literally at a venue where Sir Mix-a-Lot is playing right now. He's everywhere here all the time.
I'm not counting.
I've seen him live at like random things like 5 times.
That's fine.
No joke.
That's fine.
Is he playing the same songs or like new stuff?
Yeah.
Don't bother. Don't bother.
That's the funniest thing. Like after we had this call, I literally looked up his music because I just wanted to watch the few that I knew. And it's just so funny that like, he really only wants to sing about a couple of things, and he's very honest about it.
Yeah.
I checked out the other songs that person commented, and I'm like, he's still talking about butts.
Literally, he's just like, I gotta be honest, I like them round. And, like, he's just, and literally, words popping up on the screen that just say rear, bottom, and you're just... So he's in the background of one of his music videos humping this giant sand ass made
out
of...
That's awesome.
It's so great. And he's actually kind of weirdly promoting body positivity. He's like, if you've got a fat ass, good. If you're skinny,
Cosmo
fuck
says
you.
You're fat, I ain't down with that.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, he was like, these skinny white bitches, fuck them. I'm like, eh.
Well, he's body positive for the other ones. So I'm not clowning the guy for liking Sir Mix-a-Lot. I just found the humor in having that type of artist as your number one. It's like having Crazy Frog as like a top artist.
She lives next door. Can you imagine Juliana lives next door to Sir Mix-a-Lot? Just her first house.
I wish I did.
Full of flies and maggots and mold, and Sir Mix-a-Lot's just next door like, I like ass and boobs.
Somebody knocked the little cover off my toothbrush like right before I got on here. I saw it and I was like, oh no, and I went to put it back on and there were like 5 flies on my toothbrush.
That's
and I was like,
awesome.
No!
Dude,
yummy.
Ew! Stop! Get help! Get fucking help! Ew!
Why would she put them there? Relax.
Call the exterminator,
I eat
please.
Them off of my toothbrush.
She doesn't have her little tongue shoots out.
Oh, sorry. I shouldn't. I don't know. Sorry.
I just filled up 2 new fly traps in there. I got fly spray. I'm doing what I can.
I play fly spray on my fucking toothbrush.
Call an exterminator, please. Oh dear God. Back to the Spotify poll that we never really started.
So sorry to the dude that. I don't even know if
yes, we apologize to the Sir Mix-a-Lot dude that. Guy.
I like Sir Mix-a-Lot. My
we
pussy
like Sir
is on Broadway.
Speak for yourself. No, I'm kidding.
Your pussy's not on Broadway? Is that what you're saying? Live?
Rolling with my posse.
All right. First, to Spotify. If you leave us a comment on Spotify... We'll read it, maybe. If you can go to Apple Podcasts, leave a review. The first one says, Daniel, you seem like the kind of person who puts ranch on everything. And yes, it's because you were from the Midwest and because you were white. Same here, except fuck ranch. Also, I missed you guys. I do not put ranch in everything. That is my sister. Ranch tastes delicious, but I just, it's disgusting on all the shit people put on pizza.
I hate people that make it a personality.
Oh my gosh, the other day I had like one bite of stuff with mayo. I like died. I was like, I'm probably fine. It's probably, no. I'm gonna have, I threw up and then was on the toilet for like a full day and was like, well.
From the vegan ranch?
I was wrong. No, not mayonnaise. From the vegan ranch. Just regular mayo. I had a bite of my friend's food and I was like, I ate it. And I was like, I think there's mayo on this. Because like the taste of it is very jarring after not having mayo for a long time.
She just has a full on.
It tastes off.
Whoa. No, meaning it tastes good. Mayo and like flavor on a sandwich good. For the first time.
Yeah. It's not dry.
Like flavor.
Holy shit. This doesn't taste like crumbly bread.
No, it was sushi.
Restaurant.
Yeah.
The shit is pushing out so hard. She's ascending.
Already? Yeah.
Already. As soon as it touches her skin, it's just her pores are shitting.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I should be fine. And then, like, driving home, my stomach was like, oh, and they're like,
Pause while I shove my ass out the window.
Awesome.
Next one says, the most shocking part of this episode is that Daniel could get a girlfriend with his diet of pee and eggs.
It's not like he's forcing them on her.
No, hey, I don't.
Try it's this combo scent. Out.
Hey, I got a new combo.
Everyone's calling me a pegger in the Discord because of peas and eggs.
Everyone's calling me pegging. A pegger because of peas and eggs.
I love both kinds of pegging. Okay.
Okay. Peas and eggs and peas.
Peas and eggs and peanut butter and eggs, okay? So just shut up.
Oh.
Dude, you were like, oh, I'm having a normal dinner, and it was like five little pieces of chicken, and I'm like, that is not a normal dinner, dude.
Hey, chicken nuggets is normal.
Chicken nuggets is normal. Well,
look that picture.
No.
Daniel's like, why am I so skinny? And then he showed us like a Victorian child's meal.
Strip of chicken. I'm like, Daniel, please.
And then with a bowl of cereal.
You can have more. Do you need Uber Eats? I got you.
It was a bunch of grilled chicken from a restaurant and a bunch of little potatoes.
Yeah. Yeah, you made it. I'm so proud of you. I was so proud. I was like, oh, he made this.
And then you had a bowl of cereal on the side. I'm like, what is going on?
It was multi-grain Cheerios.
Daniel, that's how you know it's not enough chicken. Because why would you need a whole bowl of Cheerios after you eat your chicken?
Because I was trying multi-grain. To eat a lot.
So I have more chicken.
And more meat. More meat, no sir. More.
So get more chicken, dude.
From where?
Nikki, you would have been horrified by what we ate.
So the chicken just appeared there? No.
What, so there's a chicken store out there?
What, they sell chicken now?
Okay, buddy, get real.
Wait, you don't have to catch your chicken? There's not a lot of chickens in the city, dude.
That's why he doesn't eat a lot. He's out there like hunting them. No one told him.
A hunter-gatherer lifestyle in 2024.
You're
walking
this farm like 40 minutes out.
I think it's a fox, but it's actually me.
It's you on all fours. I'm gonna find him one day.
Oh god.
You're eating your one chicken leg like crumbling. Yeah. That's all I'm gonna have for the week. Savor it, dude.
Dude, look, that was how you were meal. When you were sick. You were like, I've actually run out of food. I don't have a single crumb. I was like, you can't call Uber Eats. Are you okay?
No, too expensive.
Yes, it's really expensive. You have to pay for the food and for the Uber.
You're starving.
No food.
With the money I pay for the Uber, I could have paid for more food.
Daniel, sick. It's cut your losses, man. Didn't you guys go to the oxygen bar, or was that a separate trip?
Yeah, that was him.
That's where she was getting a brush.
I could use an oxygen bar right now. Goodness gracious.
Well, wait, what did you guys eat, then? Was it just her
eating? Daniel had cereal every night.
No, I...
Okay, hold on. Like, just as a snack or as a meal?
I had cereal and a protein bar for breakfast. I had, like...
Bacon and
eggs and some other meat for, like, lunch and a sandwich and, like, chips. No. And then, like, dinner, we'd go out, eat somewhere, like, Noodles and Company or something like that. And then I'd have cereal, for dessert at home. That was normal.
I had a bowl of water.
I have to eat a lot of food. I have to eat a lot of food in Colorado, or else I'll lose like 10 pounds.
Dude, you make fun of me, but I actually end up eating a lot a day.
Okay,
it adds up. Yeah, I feel sad. You're like, having a big meal, and it's like, that's it.
Because I can't eat. There's so much food I can't eat. And I can't eat a whole lot at a time.
Today I'm treating myself with 4 more peas than usual.
It's an egg dozen like container, but it's just 1 pea in each of the crevices. Here's my 2 peas for the day. I put it on a roaster and saute it in dust. It's just a black ball of char at that point.
Well, if you're having delicious, what you described on the trip, that's fine. I mean. I just giggle when you're like, having a normal meal for once, and it was like,
I purposely sent you those as jokes. I don't actually believe. Okay, but the chicken and potato one I thought was a real meal. That was a good one.
For a child.
The kid's meal.
Sir, you could serve yourself more.
The next one says, I miss when it was...
podcast notes, it's 51 minutes. Oops.
Yeah. Next one says, I miss when it was just an all dudes podcast, but no, you had to revive the woman back from the dead.
Yes.
Love you guys. Please eating a burger with, P.S., eating a burger with honey mustard, eating a burger with no honey mustard.
Eating a burger with no honey mustard.
Oh, is that a meme?
Eating a burger with no honey mustard.
Great. Another thing I don't know.
Another thing I don't get. Great.
Great. I don't get chickens. I don't get meat.
No, hold on, really quick. Before you take it as an insult, you can have more chicken. That was my main argument. Yeah.
That's so insulting
to
me.
That's not... You don't think I've tried?
I've been eating really good lately, okay?
Go on, explain
because the deal. Well, I was just at my girlfriend's house, and her parents made us food.
That's why.
And that's okay.
Well, and I've been eating out more because of that. It's like we went to Rooster this morning, which is a breakfast place a few blocks away. It was really good. This was a regular meal. Rooster is what it's called.
Yeah. A rooster.
I got 2 giant pancakes. There was a whole plate of potatoes and bacon and sausage and eggs,
so
and that was a great
breakfast.
Meal.
Food.
Shut.
The vein in your neck.
That's a big breakfast for me. It was a lot of food.
McDonald's pancake and hash brown is large meal to me.
Huge breakfast.
And if I haven't eaten for 2 days, I might have an egg McMuffin.
If I could splurge. Usually I just eat half and put the other half in the fridge.
Usually, I eat the egg part and keep the bread and ham for later.
I throw that in the garbage. They won't serve me the egg part.
As you know, there is no nutrition in bread and cheese and ham. You're like, what?
Obviously. I just want the round McDonald's egg.
I bought pancakes and egg McMuffin and threw away the pancakes, muffin, and ham just for egg. Okay, next one says, shut up. I'm so sick.
You know McDonald's large fries like 4 something now?
Yeah,
that's a lot.
That's too much.
Maybe this is a funny story, maybe it's not. So me and my girlfriend were looking for some place to eat. We had gone a few nice places in a row. And so this one time, I was like, what?
No, you can't laugh yet.
Nothing's happened.
That was the joke.
That's the joke. you, my girlfriend. Sorry,
continue. You're like, I don't know if this is funny. I don't know if this is funny, but we went out to eat, and I'm like, ha, 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 ha. That was it. That was the whole gag.
The saddest part is I actually needed you to explain that to me, and I get
That's
it now.
That's not funny.
I didn't even get to the joke yet, dumbass.
Hey!
Slash
sorry,
S
sorry.
For serious.
For sorry,
sarcasm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had gone we had gone a few nice places in a row, so we were just trying to go to some place like affordable and like quick. And so we were looking up on Google like food near us, and this place comes up that's called like Timothy's. And it says Timothy's Fine Dining, but Google had two dollar signs next to it, which means it's like normal. Kind you know, of. It's like
it's not cheap,
like that's
expensive.
A noodles and company, right? Yeah. That's like a noodles and company.
It's Olive Garden.
So we were like, okay, let's go here. And I was like, and we were like, but it says fine dining. And I was like, ah, it'll be fine.
Y'all got hot dogs,
dude. We walked in and we got seated, and we immediately knew I fucked up. It was like a nice. Holy shit, this place was... We sit down, we look at the menu, and we start laughing out loud. And we were not dressed for this either, so we sit down.
You're
and
in the cargo dude just shorts.
And the waiter comes up, and he doesn't even ask. He goes, I'll just take the wine glasses, shall I? And we were like, why don't you go fuck off?
Actually, yeah, please do.
Ouch.
Actually, holy shit, look at these prices. Holy baloney. I don't have enough money in my cargo shorts for that. I just start pulling wads of ones out of my cargo shorts.
You got singles?
I strip.
Stripper.
Anyway.
I open each goodness. Of my cargo short pockets as my show. That's my routine.
That's so hot, dude.
Don't you like when I unbutton this lower pocket button and pull out the dust from 3 years of wearing cargo shorts?
Without washing them,
apparently. You're crunchy.
The next, okay, next Spotify cut.
That's God. All this episode is going to be, dude.
That's the title of the episode, All Spotify Comments.
Only Spotify.
It's our lowest episode ever.
Why nobody liked it?
Next one says, hey guys, I got a new job and I'm listening to this driving home from the psych unit. Still not addicted to crack, though. Keep up the good work. Thanks.
Still not? Okay. Or no longer?
Next one says, Daniel, your mom. Nick,
awesome.
Fickle
your
his pickle.
Mom.
No.
Next one says, you are torturing your autistic target audience with those horrendous mouth sounds. I'm going to rip my skin off.
Us talking?
No, me chewing my food last episode.
Oh, God.
Next one says, why does Daniel look like Jim Carrey Scrooge while he's mewing? Also, please address the Sir Mix-a-Lot slander. We did the second part.
I
look like Jim Carrey Scrooge.
When you mew.
You're like, wow, that's a compliment.
Oh.
I look like the old man from Scrooge.
Who hates everything, including a crippled
Yay!
Boy.
And it, he does hate the cripple.
Oh, God.
Shiny Tim.
That's no. me. I hate the crippled boy. Every day outside my window. The next one. Oh, dude, the next one. Next one says, God, I feel so neutral about this podcast. So average, actually.
Woo, not below Thanks. Average.
Not below.
So I'm not below average in everything.
Hooray!
Next one says, if I'm ever in a movie theater and I see a guy who looks whiter than Frosty the Snowman inhaling a hard-boiled eggs, making that popping sound, I'm sending myself to God, same-day shipping.
Stinking up the whole theater.
Stinking up the whole theater.
You want one?
I take it back out. You want one? Like Will Sasso. Next one says, if
that
I ever...
That is why they wonder why you have a girlfriend. It's the scent. It really is.
Next one says, if I ever hear Daniel say something is coded again, I will have a stroke. Wait, so what was bad about me saying that? I kind of said it as a joke, but everyone kind of freaked out.
I think it's because you're just using like current lingo, and people are like,
oh. "Yeah, people are like, no, no. Oh, it's like someone's mom doing. He's learning. Oh,
I know what the kids listen to. I listen to Nicki Minaj.
My mom recognizing like a sample in like hip hop, and then she's like, "Is this from this song?" And I'm like, "Excuse me, you listen? You listen when we play this?"
Oh, the end of this one says. I don't know if I should read this. Also, does Daniel's girlfriend know about the podcast? If so, has she listened to it? If so, why is she still here? She does know about it, and she has listened to it, and she listens to new episodes.
She blocked out that memory.
Yeah, Nick and Julian haven't seen her yet, so they're getting a little worried that this whole thing's just in my head.
One day you turn to us and you're like, it's one of those AI apps where you're like, it's the virtual girlfriend. Oh.
Dude, Abby
like,
uses those.
Like to meet her?
Abby's like, Abby texted me and she's like, I'm using three of those at once, I'll be honest. And just sends me screenshots from three AI men being like, I'm going to fuck your fucking brains out.
That is how those and it's are. Like,
I'm going to rail you till you have no legs.
Or it's
I'm an elf, my little tight wolf.
Yeah, you can make them, and you're like, I'm a half elf man.
Yeah.
You've
it's
had
like
elf hole before.
It's the blonde elf from Lord of the Rings. Don't make that face again. I can't even do that again. That was crazy. That was so
you said
funny.
The blonde elf from Lord of the Rings. Is that what you said?
Legolas.
Yeah. I forgot his name.
I just watched Lord of the Rings for
Did
the first
really?
Time this year.
How was it?
The 4-hour and 26-minute extended version?
Yeah, I watched the extended for all of them.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, good lord.
Oh, commitment.
Everyone has talked about Legolas like he's some hotshot character, and he's the most...
He's hardly in it?
Yes! Yeah. Yes! And is it... Okay, so I'm going to ask you guys, is it just because he's hot? Like, is that why people like him?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Is that what it boils down to?
Bloom.
He's like walking on the snow and he doesn't make a little imprint because he's a little elf. And then he glides
like
on
really
by.
Tall.
And I'm like, what? Like, what is the appeal of this?
Pixie.
Yeah, what is the appeal of this character? Like, I get his little friendship with what's his face? The other one.
The dwarf. Yeah.
The other.
Or that's his name.
I think a lot
axe.
Of.
Him.
A lot of women I
Gimli
know
or something.
Really like.
Yeah, him.
Just the elf. The male elf
but he's
aesthetic.
Like,
people just want to fuck elves.
I don't
they
know.
They really no. They really like male elves that
the way,
are like
the
effeminate,
way Abby portrayed,
you know?
Like made a, such a big deal about this. Yeah, no, it's literally that because the way Abby talked about this, I thought it was like this grand character that's like super badass. No, he glides around and he shoots a little arrow. I shot 34. Like I don't care, dude.
How many did you kill?
He doesn't talk
I
like that.
I shot some maids. Like, Nick, he doesn't say that.
Can I have some more, please?
Can I have some more? We're like, this is getting worse. All right,
whatever.
Next Spotify comment.
See, my brother's playing Baldur's Gate right now, and he made his character a half-elf man. So,
awesome.
It's just...
Cute. He's gay for the elf man.
John tried to make him as ugly as possible, but they made it, like, impossible to make the elf
I don't
want to
get turned on while I'm playing my game.
I want to be a troll.
Did I send you when it was, like, just fully naked, yeah. And I was like, why did the jiggle mechanic?
He had jiggle physics, dude. He was walking around.
Yeah.
Imagine at, like, 3:30 a.m., some guy just eye holes was lower than the...
Bloodshot eyes.
Just pulling a dick around.
And dude, that you
didn't
can,
move as well.
You can
that's
make
the report
them.
He gets the next morning. More foreskin movement.
Stiff.
Oh my
there
god.
There were like, I think, 5 different dick types or something like that.
What are the dick types?
There were
small,
a couple options.
Smaller, smallest.
There was
tiny.
There was bush.
Just balls.
Yeah. Well, like, what I'm wondering is, like,
just
you can make
urethra.
Them... You can make them like half dragon creatures, like
dragon penis.
You can make them like troll type, like I'm like
troll penis.
Yeah, like you can just have those with their dicks out.
Elf
like
penis.
Yeah, the elf penis. Everybody wants to see it.
The penis is shooting an arrow with blonde hair.
Dude, that game is so horny.
I shall come.
There's this one evening where there's like a party, and it's like you do not have the option to not have sex with one of your party members. You have to. You have to.
Sorry.
What is this game, dude?
John was talking to this mage in his group, and he's like, "Can I show you something magical?" And then he's like, "Oh, he's gonna show me how to use some magic." And then he's like, "All right, we have to be alone." And then John's like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa!
Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa!
I don't play this game to have sex. I play it to complete missions."
John was like, "What does he mean by that?" And then he went over to the elf vampire, and he was like, "Oh, darling,
sorry,
think you're gonna fuck him."
The elf vampire.
Yes.
What is going on?
I'm not joking.
Dude.
Everybody wants to the fuck Velf? That character. Yes. Everybody wants to fuck that character. That I'm not joking.
What's dude, people make fun of shit. They're like, "Oh, all this thing is just language and whatever." I'm like, "Yo, that's funny."
I still giggle at Swatchos.
Is that what they're called?
That's what you call them. Taylor Swift nachos. Swatches.
Oh, yes.
That's you. Is that what they're called? You're the one who made it, dude.
I did do that. I made the Swatches.
I did, in fact, make a joke. Oh.
AMC, call me, eh? Next one says, "I love listening to these episodes because it sounds exactly what me and my friends are doing on rants at 3 a.m. Fun fact, we're all neurospicy in some way, so there's your warning." Yeah.
We're all what spicy?
Neurospicy.
Neurospicy.
Nick says, what are you calling me?
What
are you calling
say?
Me gay? Nick's like, "I'm actually not gay, I'm Mexican, so..."
Big difference, buddy.
Yeah, I'm the stuffed animal type, not the good at math type.
Next one says, "Hello again. I originally posted a nice comment on this episode, but as I continued to listen to this vile episode, I decided you all don't deserve it." That's fair.
Did you delete the nice message?
Apparently they deleted the nice message, yeah. That's next funny. One says, "Boy and the heron." Nah, boy and the heroin. Okay.
Awesome. What is that?
Okay.
Next one says, "9/11 ass beater" as a quote from Nick.
Did I say that?
Apparently you said that. Next one says, "Hello, so I went to bring my brother's hamper back, and I noticed there was just a singular sock. Weird, right?"
Don't.
Okay.
Don't.
I shouldn't have said that one.
Uh-oh.
No, read it.
No, that's it.
Oh.
That's the end. Where'd my brother's sock go?
Stop.
Why is the sock crunchy?
I didn't know what anybody meant by that until, like, last year. I'm like, oh. I get it now.
You're like, "I use shirts."
"I use sandpaper." What?
More surface area.
"I use chicken because what else would you use chicken for?" It's certainly warm. Not eating. It's ew. It's warm. It squawks.
Alive. I don't know which is worse.
Stuffing.
We're both terrible. Next
we
one
just
says,
gained like 50 furry listeners from that one.
Stop. Next one says, "Mom, they got fudging swatches at freaking AMC. Can we go? That's so funny. Next one says, "You guys should react to Skibbity Toilet by Lil Big Stack. We should all run some Fortnite Square Zero build or builds either as fuck." That gave me cancer, that comment. No.
I just lost a full year of my life.
Next one says, "What did y'all think of the movie Saltburn? Personally, I thought it was a pretty goofy, except the scene I witnessed with without my mother. I enjoyed it, but it definitely got a reputation for being, like, the most disgusting movie ever." And, like,
what's he doing
it's
in
really
that
not,
tub?
It's really not the most disgusting movie ever. There's actually not
I
a whole
I think people
lot.
Just liked it because, you know...
Barry Ben Keoghan or Kogan.
Shirtless, whatever.
Yeah, Jacob Elordi. "Each time I think my life sucks, I hear another absolutely horrific story from Juliana, and I think maybe my life doesn't suck so much. I worry for her daily, and I was really scared when she was gone. Us too." Us too.
Literally.
Yeah. Next one says, "It was a scary time."
Yeah, I can't imagine. Next one says, every time I watch you guys, I nearly have an asthma attack from laughing too hard. Also, I was laughing while doing the dishes, and I think my dad is contemplating sending me back to a psych ward.
There's a lot of psych ward people. There's a common theme in these comments.
Yeah. They play them through the speakers. Like.
In the quiet room where they're like...
Every episode?
Poop.
Peas. P-man. Yeah. Next one says, what is wrong with you freaks? I love you.
I love you too, homie. Thank you.
Thank you.
This one says, it's crazy how fucked up Daniel and Juliana's bodies are and how just a regular guy Nick is.
Yeah, everybody always is like, Nick is the straight man. Like, the ultimate.
Nick has a regular body, but he has put that regular body to an extreme amount of work. So that's his problem.
You're like, he's a laborer. You're
not. Well, I'm not fine. I got Funko Pops in the back. But aside from that, I'm fine. I promise.
Aside from that little flary part of him, he's fine. Next one says, I listened to this podcast during my test. I better get a good grade or I'm blaming you for failing.
You failed. 100%.
You definitely failed. 100%.
You're playing a podcast during an exam, dude.
It's a multiple choice test. They put P for each one.
Wrong. You better just be playing the answers. It should just be like AI. Like reading you answers and not us.
Next
somebody
one says,
pay us to read test answers. I'll
deal,
do it.
Deal.
Yeah. Next one says Lightning McQueen could get it. Okay.
That's right. It.
Next one says good this podcast is literally just three raccoons with internet access. Correct.
I'll take it.
I love raccoons. There's one in my chimney.
Raccoons are awesome.
I live with one. I've sent you the video of him. Don't act like I haven't shown you.
What? Hold on. I gotta get off the screen and make sure. Is Nick surprised as I am? Okay.
Yeah, I don't recall the raccoon.
I don't
friend.
Recall a fucking raccoon in the chimney, dude.
I've sent you videos of the raccoon.
Are you insane? I've sent you videos of the raccoon in the chimney.
No, you haven't.
The man in the walls.
No, you have not. It's the one that's. It's the
he's
partially
the
domesticated
the
one. You know, like when my mom was like, has anyone seen raccoons in the neighborhood? And then
dude,
my one neighbor was
up.
Like, my neighbor was like, don't hurt him. Don't hurt him. There was a lady who nurtured five baby raccoons to health. And,
to health?
Yeah. 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 And one of them is like partially domesticated and he comes and lives with her. And then the rest of the time he like vacations in your chimney.
He walks in, hey Doris, I'm back for a little while.
Yeah.
Pops a beer.
Don't mind me.
Pops a beer on the table.
Yeah.
You got crackers?
Yeah, like
let's put on
like
some Gilligan's Island reruns.
People, it's just the one from Guardians of the Galaxy. My parents were like looking at him. You know, he was like in the chimney staring at my dog, and one of my neighbors was like, "Oh yeah, there's that raccoon."
Never said this. You've never said
yes,
that. The Juliana lore continues to be just as fucking horrifying. You don't know the raccoon that watches us from the chimney. You don't know the raccoon.
Yeah, you can hear him
that
crawling
lives
up
with
the
old neighbor
the
next door.
You can hear him breathing.
You can hear him breathing in my ear at night.
Right, he lives right behind this wall. I'm not joking. Right where it lives.
Juliana,
right,
we've been staring at this wall for 60 episodes and you never thought to mention there's a raccoon in there.
There's a raccoon right back there. Yeah.
What is, dude?
I edit Juliana's audio and in the background I'm like turning it up like a horror movie and I hear like.
Dude, sometimes you can hear him. You can hear him.
Girl.
I'm telling you.
Girl. Girl.
I'm telling you, they had a contract with the woodpeckers and they told them to make. What? I'm not. When I say those memes and
hold
I say
on.
Those comments,
oh
it's not just
the
like a
raccoon had a contract with the woodpeckers.
It's
the
real.
The raccoon had a contract.
Like, I told you the police were at my door and my mom thought it was the woodpeckers and so she was yelling at them. And she's like, go away! And then there was an active shooter in my neighborhood.
Dog,
and it was like,
I don't know what's going on. Lively, I love you. I genuinely do. I'm so lost.
I've told you this before. Like two houses down, there was an ex-Marine.
Okay.
And
okay.
He had a gun, and I lived by a school, so I was in elementary school. And
oh.
They called, and they were like, hey, school's on lock, like, no school today. And we were like, whoop, whoop, whoop. We didn't really know why, right? They just said it was locked down because there was, like, an active shooter in the area. We didn't know it was the neighbor two houses down from me. He, yeah, ex-Marine, so he had a bunch of military, like, you know, militia-type weapons, right? And, yeah, he had a machine gun, and he was shooting through our fences. He shot through my fence. We didn't know. The police chased him through my backyard. My entire family slept through it.
I vaguely remember this.
Yeah. And then the city wouldn't pay to fix our fence, you know? And we're like, hey, right. But we had just had woodpeckers for like 2 weeks,
you know,
starting right before that. So, like, my mom thought it was the woodpecker, so the police were out there, and, like, news cameras were out there.
The woodpecker shot my fence!
Yeah. My mom was like, go away, go away! And they were trying to evacuate everybody in the neighborhood. And so then when my parents were getting ready to go to work, my mom went downstairs and looked out and was gonna go to her car, and it was completely blocked by police cars. Like, there were, like, 13 police cars blocking our entire cul-de-sac.
Girl.
And we were like, oh.
Nick,
I'm here.
Oh, he's back.
You're back.
I'm here. And we're like, oh, okay. I guess we're not going to work today. And my mom was like, that may not have been a woodpecker earlier. And then we looked on the news, and they were trying to, you know, coerce this guy out of his house. And they eventually captured him by putting a six-pack of beer on the hood of the police car.
Are you kidding me?
And that was the negotiation.
Then they got him out of the house. That's crazy.
Dog.
Yeah.
Expert negotiation.
Yeah. They chased him around the neighborhood. He was shooting through the fences and stuff. And I guess almost shot into, like, our houses, like, the in the cul-de-sac.
That's wild.
I had no idea. And then he just ran back and barricaded himself in his house.
Damn.
For the rest of the day.
Wait, so what the fuck did that have to do with the raccoon? The neighbor isn't a raccoon, right?
Oh, yeah. The woodpeckers came 2 weeks before that. And the woodpeckers, I don't know. They made a hole, and birds started going through there, larger birds, and it made the hole bigger very quickly.
Why
and then
do birds
it became
have to go
a little...
through a hole? Can't they fly?
Well, they flew into my chimney. They flew into like a little hole. They made like a little nest in there, and then it became big enough, wide enough for a raccoon to fit in there, and now just kind of like a little animal like Airbnb.
I've never known this was an animal Airbnb. Your house is disgusting, dude. I'm sorry.
I gotta find the video of the raccoon. I have videos of him. I told you, my neighbors, like, they saw him, and my mom was like, what, would you know? Do you know an exterminator? Because they're like, oh, there's that raccoon. And we're like, you know him?
So I'm sorry, like, yeah. Your mom was gonna call an exterminator for the one raccoon calmly living in the fucking chimney and wasn't gonna call one for the fucking wasps and ants and flies? What is wrong with that bitch?
I was like, you can't kill him.
Yeah, you can't kill the raccoon. That's mean.
Yeah, I was like,
even
he's
if he
so
breathes
cute.
In your ear at night.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't hurting anybody.
They don't make slapstick movies anymore, and that makes me sad. It's like a dead art.
Well, and people slam it. I was seeing comments on this YouTube video that I thought was pretty funny, and they were like, oh, the stupid slapstick humor. I'm like, dog, slapstick's fucking funny. What are you talking about, dude?
All Three Stooges shorts genuinely still make me laugh to this day. Like, there's a bit where, like, a guy walked out of the room, and a guy threw a pineapple, and the pineapple, like, turns a corner.
That one went viral on TikTok, dude. Did you see that? No. That specific one went viral on TikTok.
It's just so silly.
It's so funny.
So stupid. I love
it.
Yeah,
I remember seeing them on TV when I was little, and just being like, wow, they... I was like... They get to go on here and just be silly.
And that's what we do today.
Three grown men? Yeah.
Grown men! Grown men!
We've done it! Oh my god!
She's one of the boys.
It's like that movie, Two and a Half Men, except it's one and a half guys on the ground. Sorry.
One and a half? Who is not the man?
Me, clearly.
I'm clearly a full man, even though I only have one testicle. Daniel, you have to have your running
Stop.
Ball joke.
Ha, ha, ha.
You said it, so
it's half of balls,
half of man.
Okay, funny father.
At what age did you guys realize you were funny, and not like little kid funny, where it's like adults laughing at you for doing like a dumb little kid thing, but like actually funny?
I still don't think I'm funny.
Shut up.
Genuinely.
Lies. Dude, you never had a moment where you were sitting there and you're like, oh my god, people think I'm funny.
You had a moment. I was or a little else attention you wouldn't continue whore when doing I was like it. In elementary school. I remember that. I was always doing goofy stuff just trying to make people laugh. I would Well, not like a class clown situation where you're just being disruptive, but like I genuinely just said stupid,
idiotic
things. Dude, you cannot deny the, oh, I don't know, think I'm silly. Yeah, the letter is the prime example.
Where you said, I have a problem being silly. I'm too silly.
But that didn't mean I thought I was funny. That meant I was being stupid.
I'm sinning.
You're being silly.
Silly is not the same thing as funny.
You know who else is silly? The devil.
Yeah. My favorite. That needs to be a fucking shirt. I love... Oh, it's so funny. If you want a genuine answer, I talk so much...
That letter scared me, though. I was like, wow, this is actually such a brainwashed child. It makes me sad.
Oh, that letter.
Yes! It's like, I'm watching, like, I've been watching cult videos, and I'm like, and it's like, the way the children are, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Hold on, just to clarify for our listeners, I didn't write in my kid letter that I was watching cults, okay? Juliana is saying that she watched cults,
and that sounds like me when I wrote a letter when I was a kid.
Yes.
On HBO, they've got this one right now where it's like some like Midwest, like really small town, and it's
Daniel's
like
hometown.
There's a church. Yeah, there's a church on every corner, and I'm like, and everything like they're
this
describing
is my town.
It. Yeah, I was like, dude, you should watch it. What's it called? It's the cult of
it's called Daniel's town.
It's called Blono.
Daniel's town.
I gotta tell Allie you said that. Dude, Allie has the same lore as Juliana. She just brings shit up, and I have a little subtopic list that's just Allie for the next time she's on here. Just random, awful shit. Anyway.
Random, a terrible person. Terrible.
I hate her.
It's called The Way Down, God, Greed, and the Cult of Gwen Shamblin.
Good
okay,
lord.
Okay, one more time.
That was gibberish, lively. I didn't say any words.
The way down, then
the way down. God hates you.
Oh.
God, Greed, and the Cult of Gwen Shamblin. And she's like this crazy lady with like giant hair and like she's really skinny. And she's like, God cured the fatness in this town. Everyone is skinny and beautiful through the Lord.
Dude, Juliana sent us a picture of Bandit licking the carpet clean. Did you see that? And it's visibly clean from the picture. You can see the border of where his leg stops.
That's like where my room flooded, and it was like all that dirty, nasty
water.
He's
licking up shit water? Your dog's licking up shit water, and all you did was
stop. I was like, Dad, get him to stop.
That's actually pretty good. It's so
okay,
good.
We have to make sure we answer Lively's original question, which was when did you? Yeah, to quickly
it's
answer
not that
with an
important.
It's yeah, it was you asked it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. Why are you funny? What's the origin? What trauma made you funny?
Come on, funny boy, speak up.
Say a joke. That was, like, my least favorite thing, like, when people thought I was funny, and it was like, she's funny for a girl. Like, that was how it always was my whole life. And it's always been like that. Like, no matter what, like, I'd make people laugh in elementary school, and it'd be like, yeah, she's really funny. Say something funny. And it's like, yeah, for a girl. And I'm like, you're trans now. Shut the fuck up. You wanted to be a girl. You were just jealous. That's like my best friend also, so like that's why I'm saying that, but yeah, you know, it was like all the time I'd be like, she's funny, and then like middle school I was like so nervous all the time because people were like, all right, funny, say something funny, and it was like that's all people wanted me around for was like to make them feel better
about themselves. Wow, so you've really been funny all your life. That's crazy.
You too. I was just gonna say, you don't develop it. Yeah,
you it's not just, something that you just turn on one
day.
There's no way.
I picked up funny when I was in college, dude.
You're acting like it's like those people who take the improv class and it's like, this is gonna turn me funny.
All right, so first we're gonna start with the location. Any location.
9/11.
Okay, so not that one. Did I hear New Hampshire?
Oh my god. No, I remember when I was a kid, I remember this is when Facebook was like the new thing. I added all my middle school friends and they would post statuses like, oh, had a great weekend or whatever. They'd put some generic status. And I remember as a kid just wanting to like bring them into like a horrible, dumb like joke. I would just go like, oh, I had fun with you at the gay club yesterday. And then, like, I'd get, like, a comment deleted, and they'd be like, my mom checks Facebook, and I'd be like, I thought it was funny.
I was just a joke,
bro. Why are you ashamed?
I was a joke, bro. Yeah, why? What's wrong with that?
It was just, like, I was a sixth grader. Like, clearly we're not going to clubs.
We're not
like,
going to the gay club. What do you mean? The gay club after school, okay? It was the LGBTQ allies club.
Dude, I remember, because we were in middle school, there were, like, girls that were sneaking off to, like, kiss, and, like, the teachers would get so furious, because it was, like, a Catholic school, and they were like, oh, oh, oh! They're like, what?
Oh. Oh.
I think I told you guys this, but did I tell you that...
And they see the boys kiss, and they're like, continue!
The priest is like, get out of my way, that's competition. Yeah.
Get those kissing girls out of my way.
That's fine.
This is fine. We don't care. The boys like seeing that.
Sign them up for choir boys, dude.
Yeah.
No, I remember, I think I told you guys this, but if I didn't, there was a kid who, it was during recess time, they snuck off like behind a tree to make out or whatever. It was a boy and a girl. And then, did I tell you guys this? Recess ended and we all went back, but two kids were missing. Yeah, the guy's lip got stuck in her braces. Yeah, and they called the fire department.
So funny.
That's such a, like, quintessential, like, middle school, like, awkward moment.
God's punishing you!
Yeah, and the teachers all be like, that's what you get for kissing.
That's what happens when you kiss.
You die.
You bleed. What?
They set you on fire. Eternal fire.
They tied like a dummy to the fence and set it on fire just to act like that's the kid.
That's him
burning in hell.
He didn't repent.
I don't think I'd get the message.
It's the school skeleton, like, burning on the fence, like Terminator.
The school skeleton.
Yeah, all schools have a skeleton. Your school didn't have a skeleton?
Like a health class?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, that's what you're talking about?
Yeah, the school.
Like an anatomy. You know,
the skeleton. Oh.
It's Randy. Yeah. He bounced through the halls.
It's Mr. Bones. Yeah.
Running with rage.
Flaming eyes. <guys.
laughs> That's awful.
It encourages the kids to get to class on time.
I was so confused when you said the skeleton. Like, I know that. Like, I'm like, what?
I know, me too. I was like,
yeah, we didn't have like an anatomy skeleton in middle school. That was in high school.
I didn't
though.
Either know. Yeah,
you didn't have skeletons in your school,
just running around.
All your students were skeletons except you. All the other students were skeletons except you. You didn't have that.
That's not a universal experience.
Oh my god. Anyway. Are we still reading comments?
Yeah, did you get through them?
Yeah, we got through. I was trying to answer the funny one for the Juliana asked.
Yes, answer.
Oh, funny.
You've been funny your whole life. I mean, I don't think you
are. I really have not.
Daniel.
I literally would talk shit in classes because... No, like, for some reason, it was decided on day one.
I would start gossiping about kids in front of their faces.
No.
She's pregnant, like, not fat.
You know those kids?
Like, no, it was, like, it was, I mean, again, this is me in grade school, so it's, like, I'm not swearing or anything, obviously, but, like, like, we moved there when I was, like, 7 or 8, so, like, if you didn't grow up there, like, I didn't know this at the time. Everyone was already going to shun you, so no one was, like, paying attention or, like,
they already
laughing.
Had their circle.
Yeah, so like I kept acting out. So I kept acting out to like get people's attention. I was like, surely at some level, someone will laugh at this stuff, right? And it, I don't remember much about anything in grade school or middle school, to be honest. So I didn't really feel like people. The first person that actually made me feel like I enjoyed being around was Linus, actually, in college. He was my roommate like the second semester, because first semester roommate left because I wouldn't let him sleep with his girlfriend in my dorm. And Linus's roommate dealt crack. So Linus was in my apartment.
This is an improvement.
This one's better, but premarital sex? Get out of here!
So Linus came in and we had gay sex. It's totally different than the straight sex my roommate was trying to have.
Much better, by the
way. It benefited me.
Because it was mine. Linus was just one of those people that, like, he's just a joy to be around. And, like, the way he laughed at stuff, like, shocked me. I was like, oh, holy shit. Like, you thought that was funny? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, oh.
This didn't happen throughout high school?
No, not really.
I doubt that. Yeah, I doubt that. Maybe you were just oblivious to it.
Yeah, you're still oblivious.
Senior year was good. People like me.
Because you're like,
year,
oh, I'm not, no, I'm not.
Nobody
funny.
Likes me.
And then look at your stats.
I am not funny. Yeah.
That's why I did social media. It was because I was like, somebody has to think this is funny.
Like, dude, come on.
Yeah, and the commercials weren't funny.
But, they were not funny.
Okay.
When I said you should audition for Hallmark stuff, dude, I'm serious. You have like the vibe. I was at the gym and there was like the Hallmark channel and I was like, these men are like Daniel. Like the lead guys. I was like, he could be a leading man.
In a shit movie.
Hey,
do it for the story.
Ladies like those movies, okay?
Here's an actual answer to your question. The first time I actually felt like I was funny was senior year of high school. I made the homecoming video. I put weeks of work into this. I like slaved away
to
this thing.
I made fun of Swedish kids.
I wasn't even in it, but like we made it as like a group and I edited the entire thing and the whole thing anyway. And we got to like one of the bigger jokes at the end and the entire cafeteria, the teachers, everyone, no, I didn't say it, but it was just a joke that we wrote into it and people laughed for like, we clocked it. It was like a minute and a half straight.
20 minutes.
And it was so loud that it was so loud you couldn't hear the. It was so loud people couldn't hear the dialogue for the next like minute and a half. It was crazy, and I just thought it was so great that everyone was laughing at something we had made. That was it.
But
that's how I felt writing stupid skits. When I was like, I don't want to be in this, and then like people would laugh at skits where I like wrote the jokes for them, and then other people delivered them. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my god, it's so much more likable when other people do it. Ugh.
Welcome back.
My thighs
are
so much
relief. What about your thighs?
So much better.
Oh, just from clenching. I'm not gonna piss on live podcast.
How much will you pay me?
Nothing.
To pee on
get
the
away
plug?
From me.
Here's the deal. If you piss yourself, it better be on the podcast so we can get money.
No, no.
Film yourself peeing your pants right now.
Podcast patron notes. Thank you, everybody, for being lovely, lovely people. First note here is from Corky Gal. Corky Gal. I would write a longer note, but school's been keeping me really busy. First, Daniel, your steaming bowl of piss drawing is coming along. It's taking me a while, but I'm getting there. I'm so sorry.
Actually drawing the piss?
Secondly, Juliana, I've decided that if I draw the elementary school carpet, it will be stained with a spilled bowl of Daniel's piss. Oh.
That's awesome.
Third, Nick, your humanoid SpongeBob will likely never happen, at least not very well. I'm really bad at drawing people, let alone making things that aren't people look like
them. I want to see it no matter what state
I
want to
see it still, yeah.
Yeah, I think we all do. Sorry for any poor grammar. I'm going to blame it on my teacher for making my socially anxious ass sit with a group of people I don't know just because I drew 9 of spades from a deck of cards.
That's how they determine where
that
you sit?
That is how it is, dude. I hate that. Thank you for reading my badly written rambles. Oh, of course we would.
No problem. Because
you're paying
us. I'm sorry
us.
That you're... Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sorry your educators have failed you.
Oh, my God.
They've been failing everybody. Next note from
they
Reverse Exorcism Titan.
Stupid now. on purpose. They want to dumb people down.
Don't to manipulate them.
To make them woke. Whoa, whoa. Stop.
Wait. They're trying to censor us.
I've come back from the dead, and my death was sitting on a porta potty in midwinter trying to take a shit in the woods, and it was not pleasant. May you have a better day with your bowel movements than I did. Please, for the love of Jesus, please
death
save me
from...
Death
is using a porta potty in 100-degree weather, though. Oh my God. That one's death. Oh my God. I had the shits one time. So bad. At a soccer game. I had to run in during halftime. Oh. Nick is back!
Is he?
Yeah.
Yay! We need more computers. We need to get like $1,000 computers.
Also, it's like
we
zoomed
need
in on
$1,000.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, you're closer.
The last part of the
note
says,
"How do you guys have such good skin? What the fuck?"
I don't have
soap
good
skin. Hand soap and
hand
water.
Hand sanitizer to the face.
That's Purell.
Last part of the note says, please, for the love of Jesus, please save me from working all the way in Beverly Shores, Indiana. There's nothing out here besides horse trails and deer.
I thought they were going to say Beverly Hills, and I was like, ooh, and then it was like, oh.
There's nothing out here besides horse trails and deer fucking, probably, in the woods. May God be with you in your safe travels.
Okay.
I'm so sorry for Indiana. Whoa, I went to Zen's...
I'm sorry on behalf of
Indiana. I went to Zen's DM, and the page is, like, glitching like a theme, and the profile pictures, like, colors
the,
are zooming.
Nitro.
Whoa, that's cool. I'm autistic. Okay.
Wow, colors!
I live in darkness. Anyway, Zen's podcast note for episode 61. Sneak preview of a passage from the Journal of Auguste Chateau in episode 1 of The Hole. It's still a work in progress, but I was very proud of this passage I wrote recently. The hole is not a hole. It's a single... Oh, do I have to read this dramatically?
Yeah.
Yes.
The hole is not a hole. Ooh. It's a single passage among the maggot-filled corpse of a dying world. The walls here are festering, flesh-ridden with a disease that only my newly acquired lordship has spared me from. The hunger I feel is much deeper and harder to ignore. Even in this place of filth, should I be reading this more like, even in this place of filth, I can feel my teeth beginning to sharpen and my saliva drip from my lips. My faith will not be broken. I will endure. Let the Lord God guide me through the suffering.
This sounds like the start of like a Christian film.
The Lord
God
is my
will
shepherd.
Help me.
To lead he will me back pull me through the field of corpses.
I will endure and let the Lord God guide me through this suffering to lead me back into the earth where this ceaseless hunger can finally subside. After attempting to navigate the maze, I would stumble upon what must have been a basilica and a possibly large ribcage held the ceiling high above me. The sunlight that bled in from above was tinged pink from the thin layers of skin acting as stained glass. A throne sat in the center, a discolored mound of soft bones and melting viscera. That's not how you pronounce that, probably. Viscera?
Viscera.
That beat like a heart. Sat in it was Daniel. His yellowed and bloodshot eyes completely exposed with a jagged line of crimson where his eyelids had once been attached.
Does he have gout?
I'm fine, dude.
Liver issues.
The smile that stretched across his face ripped the skin, exposed the wet muscles and teeth underneath. Heated waves of disease emanated from him and the heart that pulsed in tandem with his whole being. He was my friend. I wanted to reach out to him, lead him out of this hellish place, but the swarming crown upon his head made him ruler of this pestilent land. I did not know if cutting him free would have saved him from his influence, and I did not try. Whatever held him there did not want him to leave, and neither did he. Wow.
Damn.
That was good. Damn.
Nasty.
I like that. Damn.
That was good.
That was good. Shit. Who's going to follow Daniel, that, huh?
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, who's next?
So anyway.
Yeah, that's how Daniel got all his followers. He sold his soul.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Next note from Catalyst. Penis pod note. Y'all have done a... You know how I just went past that as being normal? That's how we do.
Anyways,
okay, y'all. I've done a lot of chitter chatter in my notes, but I want to hear from you. I'm an English education major studying Shakespearean poetry and play, and I want to write a sonnet for you. So give me a person, a location, and an action event, and I will write you all a traditional Shakespearean sonnet in iambic pentameter and traditional rhyme scheme. It will be so good that you can frame it just as I framed my print from you guys. Love you. Aw, that's so wholesome. All right. Juliana, person, a location, and an action event.
All I can think of is like Adam Driver, because that's...
There you go. Adam Driver's a person.
That's,
where's the location?
On the brain.
My bed.
My bed. I don't know.
I think we're going with my bed. An action event.
Sex. Sex. Please, for the love of God, sex.
Please.
Please. I'm so sex starved.
Please. I have no sex.
Okay.
A car crash.
Nick!
A car crash.
Why would you want a car crash versus sex?
My life. Okay. Nick's.
So it's person.
Person, place, location, and action event.
Colonel Sanders.
Oh, that's crazy. Courtroom. I was thinking Colonel Mustard.
Oh.
Anyway, well, continue.
Of course you were.
Of course you were.
Hey. Hey. Eat shit.
Confederate.
Colonel Sanders, a courtroom getting sued for a freak chicken accident.
Ken from the B-movie. Hell.
Ken from Barbie.
Cooking burgers.
Now we wait.
Now we wait.
And we wait.
Next note is from Dawn, who, who, just for your guys' information, was Finn at some point.
Woo-hoo.
But they are trans, so now they are Dawn. Yay.
Hello, Dawn.
Yippee.
Yippee.
Hey, nerds. Since you guys seem to... Since you guys seem to only eat peas, eggs, or absolutely nothing at all, I'm going to give you the recipe of a...
That's not me, no.
I eat normal food. That. Nick literally just went on a rant the other day about people eating only only spice or one type of spice and then making that a personality and being like, I hate that. You can eat other things or you can enjoy flavors.
I thought you were talking about Nick being furious that someone made fun of him in the Discord. And he was like, look, you've got P-Egg skinny ass man right there. And you've got shit girl right there.
Look at them. I'm normal.
Hey, nerds. Since you guys seem to only eat peas, eggs, or absolutely nothing at all, I'm going to give you the recipe of a bomb-ass sandwich I had in Japan.
A bomb? You'll need...
a bomb in Japan? Excuse me.
You'll need a slice of ham, a slice of cheddar cheese, sliced pickles, some whole grain mustard, and a slice of venison. If you don't have access to venison where you live, roast beef is a good replacement. Put these ingredients between two slices of focaccia. Is that how you pronounce it? Focaccia bread?
Focaccia.
I don't know. I'm poor and I eat white bread. Focaccia bread. And toast it. And toast it until the cheese is melted and the bread is well toasted. Bon appetit, merdiers. Ooh. That sounds good.
Okay.
I'll have to try it.
The other day I went to a burger restaurant. I had to get the plain burger and I snuck pieces of my own vegan cheese in my purse.
Was the burger itself a veggie burger or was it?
No, it was a regular burger.
Yeah, I'm vegan, but burgers are an exception.
I'm not vegan. I can't have the dairy.
Cows don't have
But I can
feelings.
Eat the cow the dairy comes from.
You know, when I'm at home, I always have veggie burgers.
I can eat cow machine. Not, I can eat milk machine.
Cow.
Not milk.
So you just had a piece of cheese on you?
Yeah, I had two pieces of cheese, and I was like, whoopsh, whoopsh.
You don't carry American cheese around in your bag?
Yeah, it was smoked Gouda. I whipped it right out of my purse. I was like, psh.
Damn. So your purse just smelled like nasty cheese.
I had a Ziploc bag.
Smells like feet in here.
Great. So you have moldy cheese purse, and I have pee bag. Peas, not piss, okay?
I have that also. Separate.
A piss bag? Okay, to finish Mom Dawn's note. Oh, wait, that is it. Never mind. Sorry. All right, last note from Turntable Troglodyte. January 26, 2024. Only the dead have seen the end of war.
My favorite notes for Daniel to read, because every time he's just like horrified.
That's the end.
Utterly confused.
Oh. That's the end.
Is that's okay? It.
Thanks, guys, for joining this podcast. We have a Snapchat, I have a Cameo, and I have an OnlyFans. That's all, folks. The OnlyFans is technically on Instagram, so.
So it's not, so stop lying.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, since yeah. When?
So there's no dick and there's no asshole, so if that's...
There's balls. There's ball.
There.
There's one ball.